ongoing drama right now with an Uber driver, and she says, just to catch you up, she said that she was driving, you know, taking a client and saw this black mass in the middle of the road. She swerved over and stopped, and they found out that it was actually a man curled up in the fetal position. It's 4:30 in the morning, and the part where we left off, they had just put her, they had just put the guy inside of her car. And what did he have to say next?
I want to go to Pennsylvania and Delaware, Ohio. So
you take that motherfucker to a drunk tank.
So he reached in alcohol, and we get to Pennsylvania, Ohio, and he's like, what time is it? And it's like, it's 5 o'clock. It's almost 5 o'clock. And he's like, my cell phone needs to be charged. Can I get a charge for a minute?
Holy shit.
You need to get out. And he says, can I have your number? I says, no, you can't have my number, but I'll take yours. And, of course, I listened to him, but I didn't take his number down.
So a lot of women do that to me at the bars.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize for them. Continue your story.
So then, he's staggering, and it was a girl in the metro where you catch the bus.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt sorry for her, because here's this man who's out of it, and we have to leave him there. And then he says,
oh, hold up, I'm going to stop you right there before you say anything else. Stop at that little cliffhanger. We are going to be back to you in